I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not.
Hello, everyone. This is Joshua Stewart from Advocacy Show with Joshua Stewart. I got my co-host, Tyler. How you doing, Tyler?
Oh, I'm doing good today, despite a very busy day. Today, I'm in the office. I'm doing very good today.
Nice. So tonight's topic, this week's topic, guys, is about bullying and also group home funding.
Right, yes. Tyler? Yep. And I'm very pumped up today. And I want to thank Anchor for providing the service free of charge. And if you support,
I agree. We wouldn't be able to do this without Anchor.
Yeah, definitely. I love it. Love it. So let's get right into it. So the first topic today is bullying. I'm going to give Josh the first cut at this one. How is bullying like in DDI?
It depends on which part of the organization you're in. There's different parts. I know I got bullied back in the day at Adams I don't want to call names out because I'm not like that, but I've been bullied, and it's not fun.
And yeah, unfortunately, bullying is a big, big issue in these day programs. These day programs are kind of like school, kind of. You go on a bus or a van to this program, and then they take you home. It's kind of like school. And you have a lot of different kinds of people with a lot of different personalities. And if you have a wide variety of personalities in a program, you tend to, like, clash, you know?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to be honest, Tyler. I noticed with the WALD programs, there's a lot more drama in the WALD programs than there are in the without WALDs.
Yeah, so the more structured, restricted programs where you're, like, in a building all day long. Yeah, I'm definitely going to one day try a program without WALDs. That's a really good program, and it just seems
I agree. You should try it. It's the best thing to go to. I'm in a program without WALDs, and it's like there's no bullying. Like, it's all appropriate. We all act appropriately because we're all
And my promise to Josh is if I do get accepted in this Terryville program in Maryhaven, I will at least give it a try, but if I don't like it, I'm definitely going to DDI without WALDs because I really...
Will you have that option, Tyler?
Yeah, I will. I will.
So they let you try it out before you accept it, right?
Yes. Yep, Tyler, definitely.
Yeah, because I was going to say, as long as they let you try it out before you accept it, because this way, if you don't like it, you don't have to go.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And they
once you're locked in, it's hard to get out.
Yeah,
I can only tell you how long it took me to get out of Adams Avenue.
Yeah, and also they let me. They're letting me have some time to review the product, like to review it to see, like, because what's going to happen is Maryhaven's going to screen me, and then basically at that meeting, I get final say, and I can always turn it down if I don't think it's going to be a good fit.
Yeah, because you don't want drama in your life, Tyler. You want to freaking go for somewhere where you can see people like me.
Yeah, definitely. I want to be in the community more. I like being on trips, and when I go to day programs, all I like doing is going out, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You get to go bowling and stuff in my program. You get to do all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, and I'm
Yeah.
There's a lot of bullying going on at Terryville, I hear all the time. A lot of issues. And I think I don't want to be making wrong decisions, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, Tyler. I may not be if you get do decide to go to DDI Without Walls, I recommend it, because I may not be in it a lot right now, because I do work a lot, so my schedule switches around each week. I don't know when the heck I'll be in and out of program.
Yeah,
but once the Christmas season's over, my hours will start steadying down again, so I'll have more time at program.
Yeah, definitely. And, yeah, so these programs, even at the program I go to at Family Residence, there's a lot of bullying going on, and there's a lot of fights and everything.
Yeah, tell me about the fight you just got out of before that delayed our
Yeah. There was a crazy fight on Facebook just now with a bunch of.
I'm glad I'm not on Facebook anymore.
Yeah, actually, Facebook is redoing itself.
How's it redoing itself again?
We're introduced to Messenger 4.
Oh, God, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's actually taken away a lot of features, and it's a bunch of BS, basically.
Oh, God, that's not good. What features do they take away?
Well, they're basically, like, unclogging everything, and basically, like, the games and the bots and all that stuff, they're going to hide into a place where you can't really find them in Messenger.
Oh.
I'm going to send you the article later on, but going back to the bullying, I know there's, like, bullying laws in school. Like, if you're caught bullying in school, you can actually, like, get legally in trouble.
Yeah.
That, unfortunately, doesn't apply to the state programs because of the structure the state has.
And also they should have it in programs. To be honest, they also have cyberbullying. That applies to anyone, I think.
Oh, yeah, and cyberbullying, if there's a fight on Facebook, that's basically cyber. You know, that's going from one area to another. Like, so there was basically bullying that I was dealing with at Facebook.
Yeah, well, you could have reported it if you really wanted to.
I know, because there's, like, I was on a business call, and one of my friends, like, interrupts me and calls me, and I actually can't get out of it. It wouldn't let me hang up. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah, that's why you weren't able to answer my call before about the podcast.
Yeah, because I was getting, like, when you called, one of the other people called, too.
I kind of figured. But like I said, Tyler, that's how bullying just works. Comes at different times, and let me be honest, it's a bunch of pooey, because I don't like bullying. I got a relationship. I told you, my ex used to bully me.
And technically your ex is still bullying you because she's trying to get to and harass you.
Now she can't get a hold of me anymore, because the good thing about it is that I changed my number.
Yeah. Definitely. And the bad thing about it, you just can't get rid of bullying in these day programs, because there's no like legal structure, you know, just because I was involved in these day programs. And let me tell you, these day programs are actually changing up, and they're doing something that I really like. They're basically, instead of being in a classroom all day, slowly but surely, they're rolling out community integrated services to these all the day programs.
Yeah, I remember that you tell me about that, Tyler. That's good.
And I actually read in an email that by 2021, all day programs will be switching from day program to community based programs. They won't be called such thing as day programs anymore.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so basically, everything will eventually be PWW.
Yeah.
But they won't be calling it PWW. That was just a temporary name. They'll actually be calling it Community Integrated Programs.
That's awesome.
So CIP or something like that. They're trying to find, like,
CIP. Community Integrated
Programs. I don't know. They might be keeping the PWW name, but they might be, like, Honestly, Josh, PWW, if you were to say that to a normal person, they'd be like, what the heck are you talking about?
Program at walls. I'll tell them.
Program I know, but walls. Doesn't community integrated program sound more like professional or more?
It definitely does.
Yeah, I really think the state needs to come up with like a name like that, you know, and the state watches this, you know, it's cool. So, Josh, you want to go on to the next subject?
Next subject is group home funding. So what do you have to say about group home funding, Tyler?
All right. So I got to say a lot. I will try to keep it, you know, reasonably short, but now before I even get to the funding part, a lot of agencies might get different are in different budgets. So DDI may have a lower budget than Free, and Mary Haven might have a lower budget than Family Residence, and Family Residence might have a lower budget than AHRC.
What about SEO? What is SEO looking like?
I don't know. I think SEL's in the middle because I, you know, a lot of AHRC group homes, almost all of them actually have $100,000 kitchens that just got put in place.
Yeah, I told you, I just got my kitchen redone.
Yeah, and your kitchen looks really good, but Mary Haven kitchen, they look good, but they don't have granite countertops. They don't have a lot of what these houses have. And that becomes an issue. And also, Mary Haven apartment programs unfortunately get leftover money. So all the group homes get the main amount of money, the main budget, and whatever is leftover, unfortunately, the Mary Haven apartment programs get the crumbs of the leftover money.
That's
so and it's really sad. And it really tears me apart because kitchen.
Did you see my new kitchen, Tyler?
Yeah, I love it. My kitchen actually, like, literally, your kitchen makes my kitchen look like a homeless kitchen. Literally, I hate to say that, but.
Well, as long as you have a kitchen, just like I said, good thing about Tyler is as long as you're happy and you're safe and you got a roof over your head, just be thankful for that.
Yeah, definitely. And my kitchen is okay. It's just not updated. It's just my kitchen is a kitchen from like 20 years ago. And yeah. I'm really pressuring the state and even Mary Haven to make sure that the training house gets the funding it needs because, you know, that's the apartment program and it's called the training house. I don't know why, but It needs more funding. You know, we're getting the leftovers. Yes, this house got a lot of upgrades in the recent past, and they're redoing the second part of the driveway. And let me tell you, our driveway is probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest driveways in the state of New York's group homes. I mean, we have one big driveway, and they're making a parking lot. So I am very happy about the progress. I mean, this house, for leftover money, this house gets a lot of attention. It's recently gotten a lot of attention in the recent years. I mean, we got a whole new bathroom upgrade, really nice bathroom.
Yeah.
We got new floors. We got new furniture. I mean, we're getting upgraded. It's just slow, but I'm happy about the progress.
Now, did you get new furniture, Tyler, or this is for the main house?
No, we got new furniture. Yeah, we got.
I saw your desk. Was your desk one of the new furniture?
In my room.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but that was given to me because AHRC had to owe me a lot more money because they cheated on my allowance.
I mean, why did AHRC owe you money?
Because they cheated on my allowance, which is a whole nother story. But they owed me.
I know you dealt with AHRC.
Yeah, AHRC. I was in the AHRC group home.
Oh. And
they wanted me the money that I was supposed to get. So for 3 years.
That's why you came over to Mary Haven?
No, I came over to Mary Haven because I wanted more independence.
Yeah, that's true.
But
we got that. I'm working my way to that way. To be honest, I pretty much got a lot of freedom in this group home because, like I said, I got more freedom than any of the guys in this house.
Yeah, and I like that, and it's good that, you know, Yeah, and we got I got some good news to tell you guys.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, the state of New York government, we get funded by the state, right, Josh?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so we have two really awesome roads that we are going to go on, and it's going to be a win-win situation. Now, let me explain it to you real quick. So, as you know, this is an election year. Governor Cuomo is up for re-election. If he gets re-elected, we have a lot to win. We could get a $19 minimum wage within 5 years. And he's also committed to expanding our statewide services. And let me tell you, he is giving the OPWDD more money than any other state in the nation. In the last 3 years alone, he's given us almost $1 million extra in state aid for these programs and services.
I agree, and I really pray that people think about it. Like, I was talking to one of my friends, and he was saying he may not vote, and he said, we need every vote we can count. It's like, that's why we had problems in the elections in the recent years, because millennials and stuff, people didn't go out to vote.
Yeah, and also, the second thing I'm going to say is his opponent, a Republican. Now, this guy is actually really, really awesome, surprisingly. He is going against Cuomo, but we win with him too because he has committed over 5 years of $2 billion extra in the state aid to these OPWDD.
I'm a little surprised.
Yes, so he has committed to expanding services actually more than Cuomo.
So we gotta see who wins. We gotta pray.
So we win each way, either way, but the two have different. We might get less money with Cuomo, but with Cuomo, we get a minimum wage increase of $19 an hour, possibly. But the Republican, we get more services money, but he might cut the minimum wage.
Oh, he would keep it at $15 an hour like Cuomo did, right?
Not necessarily.
Oh, no.
If he gets his way, he wants the minimum wage back down to $10 an hour.
Oh, God.
So that's the only downfall.
Oh, no, I don't want that. So.
No, I know. So, like, different things, you know, because he has said that basically he's probably most likely gonna cut the minimum wage if he gets his way in Albany.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so the group home, it's gonna be an interesting couple of years because now early polls does suggest that Cuomo leads his third re-election over 17 points against the Republican. So
yeah, that's good. So
we'll see. But I've been very happy the last 3 years.
Me too, Tyler.
Yeah. Now you know what's weird? I talked to the CEO at Free, and he suggests that the state is cutting aid to the state. Or to this program. I haven't seen that because I get the emails from the state and they have said each year they get more and more money from the state.
Well, I think Free saying that because Free closed down a couple of programs this year, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, but they turned the programs in. Like, Day Services East, West, and Hop Pog closed down and reopened as PWWs.
Oh, but what did they do to the buildings? What did they do to the buildings that they own?
They're still keeping them. It's just a PWW builder now.
Oh.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what they want to do. They want to actually keep. They want to keep these buildings, but they're going to be turning them over to a PWW building.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Now, what exactly did DDI do? Like, did they? Was PWW an expanded service, or did they turn over?
It was an expanded service. They added it on top of their already services.
Oh, okay. So you Free's doing something else. They are basically overturning their existing services into PWWs.
Yeah, mine's an extended service. So I luckily got into this program, and I really love it because I got an awesome staff. I like to give a shout out to my staff, Brian. Like I said, he's an awesome staff because he really looks out for me and the guys. I got a shout out to Darren and Kelly. All these awesome staff. I got a shout out to the whole the program at Walls staff. They are so awesome.
Yeah, and I got to give a shout out to the leaders at OPWDD for providing us with the really great services and independence. Just a few years ago, you know, we didn't have the independent side of OPWDD, but you know what? I'm learning that OPWDD now has more and more independent people now. They're starting to get a lot more independence now.
That's good.
Yeah, good. That's really good for the state, you know? It's really awesome.
Said, I think we touched up on both two topics. Do you think we did a lot tonight?
Yes, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Please be assured that we're going to continue this podcast. Our podcasts are doing really awesome. They're gaining a lot of people. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And on behalf of Team Master Partnerships,
and Josh, I want to thank Stewart and Ability Frost and everything. We looked, and please donate to this cause. Every penny we make off the show is going to help us get a vehicle towards so we can go to conferences, right, Tyler?
Yes, and I will be going to a statewide advocacy conference meeting Tuesday, October 30th. Now, Josh, are you going to be there?
I may not be able to get there because I don't have a ride.
Okay, well, it's on Long Island. Are you part of Stanley's?
No, I'm not a part of it, unluckily. I have to get a part of it.
Okay, I will definitely talk to some people and see if they can reach out to your program and we can be a part of it.
All right, bro, thank you. And with that being said, we'll catch you next week, guys. Thank you and have a nice day.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Bye.